In October 2011, British papers, and the Daily Mail and the Sun in particular, had some good news to report. New documents had been found in the archives that proved very clearly that at least three German players had been on the performance-enhancing drug ephedrine during the famous 1966 Football World Cup final between England and Germany at Wembley. England won 4-2 because Germans might have been too dizzy from all the drugs to chase the ball. Doping in sports was something that was encouraged, or at least condoned, by the two governments in communist East Germany, the German Democratic Republic, but also in democratic West Germany, the Federal Republic of Germany. This episode highlights how importantly Germans themselves took the Cold War. Each German state wanted to be seen as the more successful one in the Football World Cup, at the Olympics, as well as at other athletics events. In what follows, I want to explore this question of Germany's importance for the Cold War from a number of perspectives, concentrating on politics and foreign policy. In general, research has moved away from highlighting the importance of Germany for the origins of the Cold War. Instead, scholars now focus on the hows, how Germany participated in the Cold War, how people saw this at the time, and how this mattered for the development of the Cold War as a whole. I want to start to talk to you about Cold War Germany to set the foundations for what follows. Now, Germany assumed a pivotal position in the Cold War. It came to lie at the geopolitical fault line of the Cold War in Europe. The border between Western liberal democracies and Eastern so-called real existing socialism, as the communist regimes in Eastern Europe like to see themselves, ran right through the middle of the country. Huge armies, the largest in Europe in fact, faced each other. From the early 1950s, Germany was also the storing ground for nuclear weapons. Although they were regarded as small devices, they had a firepower that was many times as great as the bombs that had destroyed the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945. So, Germans certainly felt that they were at the very center of the Cold War. The area of Germany was one of the most highly militarized ones in the world. But the crux, the key problem was that there were not only German weapons stored on German soil, the two parts of Germany were occupied countries. The United States of America, the United Kingdom, and France were the main occupying powers in the West, while the Soviet Union occupied the East. The former capital Berlin had been divided up between the four powers. The West German capital came to be based in provincial Bonn on the Rhine. The East Germans retained East Berlin as their capital.